This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And a leader of the free world can't say, listen, stop. Inna alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. The Sheikh talked about rahmah. And the whole of deen is rahmah. Notice, dear ones, that there is nothing that you can do that will benefit Allah Rabbul Izzah or harm Allah Rabbul Izzah. Like if you pray from morning till night and night till morning, it doesn't increase Allah in anything. The Hadith al-Qudsi says the same. لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم if the first of you and the last of you and the male of you and female of you and the ins of you and the jinn of you were to become the best of creation, the most righteous of hearts, it wouldn't add anything to the kingdom of Allah Rabbul Aziz. And if you were to become the most wretched of hearts, you become the most vile and evil of creation, it wouldn't take anything from the majesty of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So, tadabburan, for the one that can think, you must deduce that, listen, then why the ibadah? Why the halal and haram? If it doesn't do anything for the Dhul Arsh al-Majid. So the simple answer is, all of this was for you. The ibadah is a mercy for you. The halal is a mercy for you. The haram is a mercy for you. There was a person I used to work with, and so I come from an engineering background in the olden days, and one of the fields in engineering is mining engineering, process engineering. There was a gentleman that used to work next to me, so he told me, he said, my brother died, my brother was killed. Now, we're in Australia, no one gets killed in Australia, walillahi alhamd, there's relative peace and relative security. So I turned to this man, like, what happened? How did your brother die? So he said his friends kicked him in the head till he died. So, you know, ni'mal friends, if they kick you in the head, tell you what happened. So in mining, you wear steel cap boots, safety. So they got drunk, and the same friend, they kicked him in the head and killed the man. So rewind back, what caused it? Alcohol. Sah? And Allah prohibited alcohol for you, not to deprive you, because He gives it to you in Jannah, but He deprived you of it so that you are saved from all the harms. There's no drunk driving incidents. There's no broken families. There's no wake up with someone else's lipstick on your collar. Walillahi, Allah saved you. So notice, it was made for you. So the whole deen is rahmah. And it is a blessing in 2024 that we sit in a gathering and a sheikh and an alim and a da'i speaks about rahmah, because you think this is easy. Huh? Why can't Biden talk about rahmah? 40,000 people massacred in front of him, and he still sends weapons. Like south of the border from here, you get the cartel and the, you know, drug runners and this and that. Amidst them, it is accepted that you don't kill women and children. Like, in the underworld, they know that you don't kill, a universal truth. Like, Habibi, khalas, men will fight, I'll punch you, you punch me. That's the way we've lived for centuries, walimala. But women and children, Habibi, let them be. But women and children are being massacred. And leader of the free world and can't say, listen, stop. Why? Because Allah has pulled out rahmah from their hearts. Because if there was an iota of it behind the shiny suits, the clean facades, they would have said stop. So thank Allah Rabbul Izzah for instilling rahmah in us. And dear ones, it could be a logical question, like why the issue of Palestine and you are from Pakistan and I am from Afghanistan and the other one's Gujarati and other ones. But Palestine is part and parcel of this deen. The more I look at it, the more it dazzles me. Think about it. Islam came, revelation revealed on the Prophet in Mecca. The Kaaba is there, like a stone's throw from the Prophet. يَدَّذُ الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدًا فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدْ says, turn towards Masjid al-Aqsa for Salah. And Salah came very early, not in the formal 5 day, but normal prayers that the Prophet ﷺ used to do. Third surah of the Quran, or second surah of the Quran, عَلَى أَخْتِلَافِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلِ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا This is Qiyam of Ibadah. So means the some type of salah was there. Which direction? Masjid al-Aqsa. And you can argue that it was because of the idols. He went to Medina. Idols were still there. Allah changed his face towards the Kaaba. Why? Because there's an intrinsic link between this nation and Jerusalem and Baytul Maqdis. So beginning of revelation, Qibla that way. End of the Meccan period. Last few days of Mecca. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has borne the difficulties that man could not bear. His wife died. His uncle died. Ta'if happened. So Dhul Arsh al-Majid and Fa'alul Lima Yurid took him on an excursion. I think about it. Like, wallah, he could have taken him to Antarctica to watch his whales. Yeah. No. Yeah, he could have. But he took him to where? Masjid al-Aqsa. Subhan alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-Aqsa. Then he comes to Medina al-Munawwara and one of his last campaigns is Tabuk. And he's in Tabuk, in his tent. And Auf ibn Malik says, I entered upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Rasul said, U'udud sittan bayna yaday as-sa'ah. Count six things before the end of time. Mawti, my death. Thumma, Fath Bayt al-Maqdis, then the conquest of Bayt al-Maqdis, this will become yours. And walillahi alhamd, it was in Muslim hands. From that time until 1917, where they took it from us and the end of World War I, except for the short period of, you know, the Crusades. And when we were there, peace was there. Harmony was there, coexistence were there. The Jew prayed there on the Sabbath and the Christian prayed there on Sunday and the Muslim prayed there on Friday. And we didn't force anyone bi dalili la ikraha fi din. Everyone was fine. The fact that Christianity exists, 30% of the Palestinians are Christians, it is evidence that we were kind. And no one else can claim the same. When the Crusaders came, read history. They wrote back to the Pope, Your Holiness, our horses walk up to their anklets in the blood of Muslims and Jews. And when we took it again, benevolent again. And point is, Rahmah, now those people are suffering hardships. Hardships that would not be in a horror movie. Like if they were to make a movie about it, the ratings would be above R. Or they wouldn't allow it. Which movie would allow a headless child being displayed? But reality. So upon me and you is to be merciful, dear ones. As our dear brother said beautifully, their test is on the ground, and wallah, what an examination they're setting. Little babies, young kids, no iota of fear in their eyes. No backtracking, no ducking, no bending. Rijal, صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله. And me and you have seen on screens and at camp, hujja established. What did you do? Ya ummati Muhammada. What did you do? Your brothers were slaughtered. What did you do? At least send something. So you can say, Ya Rab, kunna mustadha'afina fil ard. Hands were tied. We sent a few coins. And ya lal'ar wa shinar, if we can't even do that. So give us, though your life depends on it, because the lives of others depend on it. Allah bless you. Allah guide you. Allah guard you. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.